This is Caroline 576 with the Jay Jackson program. Coming up midday, Marty with the news, and then it's the Keith King show till 3 a.m. in the afternoon. Then it's, of course, Tony James till 6, 6 o'clock Dave Richards, and 10 Bruce Purdy. Now, all the jocks on board this Christmas have had a chance, or are going to have a chance, to play their personal five. And I think everyone's had a lot of difficulty, including myself, in actually finding a top five as such. I think that's almost impossible. So we've all chosen five records that mean something personally to us for all kinds of different reasons. So now it's my chance to play you my personal five this Christmas 1984. Here's my first. The sun ain't gonna shine anymore. The Walker Brothers there, and the first of my five favorites. The Walker Brothers, 1966 was the year, and that reminds me of the times. So I used to hang around with a guy called Arnold Bundell, who later moved from my village down to Hampshire. And it reminds me of him, and also a young lady who we both used to fight over because we were madly in love with, and her name was Heather Brumley. And I think she still lives in Surrey, so if she's listening in this morning, you know the trouble you cause, madam. Right. Anyway, that's the first of my memories. The second is this. It comes from 1972, and I'd like to dedicate it to the people who I spent Christmas with that year on Caroline. That's Steve and Debbie England, Graham Gill, Alan Clack, Tony Allen, Dick Palmer, Chicago, Gerard, Chris Carey, and the rest. 1972 was Billy Paul's year with this one. Me and Mrs. Jones.
We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong.
Yes, indeed, 1972, and that's the second of my favourites. Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones. Just tuned our way, this is Radio Caroline with the Jackson programme on this Wednesday morning, Boxing Day. We're going over that all the disc jockeys are favourites over the years, or records that bring back special memories. My third comes from 1964, and what can be said about that year except a certain Irishman changed my life for good, I guess, because that was the year that Radio Caroline first appeared here off the Essex coast of England, and basically changed my life, I guess, forever. And Caroline's become a very, very important part of my life. And I remember tuning in and hearing the magic of this kind of music in 1964.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Bring back that love and feeling.
1964, the Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. What a great, great bit of music that is. Still stands out so strong today, 20 years later. In 1964, I also fell in love with a young lady who had written a song during a French lesson at school. She was only 15 at the time. By the time she had a number one, she was 16. Her name's Twinkle, and today she's one of my greatest friends. So I'm going to say hi to Twinkle. Happy Christmas, my darling. Also to Graham and the kids, Amber and Michael. And we'll play this one, my fourth favourite.
Politicians, international corporate chairmen, company directors, steelworkers, and students all read Newsweek. Newsweek magazine, published every week, reports worldwide and national news, information, and background to the news. Pick up Newsweek magazine for better coverage of news, sports, business, science, and technology. Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Radio Caroline, and time for my favorite of the moment. These are five, they're not in any special order, just five songs that, as I say, bring good memories for me or have some good meaning. Now, when I first started thinking, what am I going to do when I leave school? I thought, well, shall I go and work in the church because you can help people there? And I thought, oh, hang on, you get sort of categorized and all that sort of business. Social work? No, too much red tape. Broadcasting, now there's the business, because when you work in radio, there are certain things you can do, especially with Radio Caroline, to hopefully be a friend of people and really get and be honest and communicate. And when this next record came out, my whole thinking on that was proved totally right. Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas?
It's Christmas time.